good morning and welcome back to another show. This is Biz Talk on WHBY 1150. We're glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush. I'm in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. I'd like to just take a second, if I could. I had the opportunity yesterday morning to attend the 30th Annual Small Business Administration Awards presentation down in Milwaukee. And I just wanted to announce to everybody that the award winner for the Financial Services Champion for the state of Wisconsin was none other than our own Tony Bush.
Thanks,
so
Randy.
I'd like to say congratulations to you for all your work, and especially your program that you have as far as Priora. So congratulations. So it was fun being there to see you catch the award. So
thanks, Randy. It was really a nice event. There were a lot of good award winners there. Their restaurant winner was really neat.
Oh, yeah.
Black Shoes down in Milwaukee. They have three locations.
Yep.
A lot of great stories. A wonderful thing SBA does to recognize folks who help create a stronger Wisconsin.
Right. Another thing I can throw in is one of the co-sponsors of the program, of course, is SCORE.
Yes.
And so we had quite a bit of recognition for the SCORE mentors, both in Milwaukee and up here. So, again, congratulations.
Thanks, Randy. It was fun to do it. Our guest this morning on the show is Mr. Christopher Allen. Now, that's a pretty formal salutation for Chris Allen, but Chris Allen's a friend, and he's works at Fox Communities Credit Union. He's a senior commercial loan officer there. We're going to hear this morning about what is the process for going through. What do you do when you apply for a loan? What is the lender looking for? What are they going to do to service that loan? So stay tuned. If you have any questions on that process, we'll put the phone number out there. We're going to ask you to call in with some numbers, but Chris is very informative, and it's going to be a good show, so tune in. We do things at SCORE for entrepreneurs and those who are in business, those who want to start a business. Well, primary thing we do is free and confidential mentoring. We will advise you on how to start your business or maybe come to a decision on a challenge you're facing in your business right now. We have about 55 mentors in our chapter now. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have expertise in areas like the legal side, accounting, IT, marketing, strategic planning, process, inventory control, banking, cash flow. If you have an issue in your business or you have a challenge or an opportunity in your business, look us up at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org. Visit us at our website. And at the website, you can fill out an application for free and confidential mentoring. Someone who should be getting back to you within 48 hours. In addition to the mentoring, we offer different seminars. Randy, what's coming up on our schedule for seminars?
Okay, well, Tony, we've got two things coming up that are going to be very, very interesting to everybody. One of the primary areas of interest, of course, today is social media.
Right.
And we have a program that's going to be down in the Fond du Lac area. It's going to be at Moraine Park Technical College. And the title of it is, Do You Really Need Social Media for Your Business? The program is going to go into the detail about how to really use social media. It's not the social media 101 where, you know, this is LinkedIn and this is that and so on. This is how to actually apply it and get a return on your investment. It's going to be done by Ryan Fulcer. Ryan is from up here. He's a consultant, but he's going to be working down there. It is on Thursday, the 11th of June. It'll be from 6 until 8, 2 hours, and registration's at 5:30 down there. We would ask that you sign up and register for the program on our website at foxcities.score.org. Look up under local workshops. It's $25 to register, but we would ask that you get there are some seats still open down there, so please, if you're interested, it's going to be very, very worthwhile. So,
and this was requested after the 101 session.
Correct. We had a lot of people who wanted more.
Customer-driven here.
Yeah, yes, how to really use social media. Very important program. The second program we've got coming up is going to be the following Thursday. That's going to be June the 18th, and that program is going to be on networking. How to network and what it's all about. We are partnering with CAP Services here in the Outagamie County area, and this one's going to be held up in New London. So for those of you in rear areas other than the Appleton area who would be interested in learning some things about networking, that one is also going to be from 6 to 8, Thursday, June the 18th. It's going to be at the St. Joseph Residence Chapel in New London. Again, you check on our website and it has all the details on it. This particular program is free, but we do ask that you register so we have some idea of who all is going to be there.
I think we have double-digit attendance already, don't we?
It's looking that way. I'm feeling really good about this because I'm going to be doing the seminar. So
there you go.
You're all invited.
No wonder it's a big draw.
So anyway, so that's the two things we've got going right now. We will have more seminars that we're going to be partnering with CAP Services coming up later in the year. We'll have details on that. Tony, you're going to be doing one. Ryan Falser is going to be doing one on social media, and we'll even have one on business taxes. So more details coming on those.
All at foxcities.score.org. Don't forget to check out that website. And if you're sitting there in the audience this morning and you're thinking, gosh, I'd like to be a SCORE mentor, we'd welcome you. Come on down to the chapter. We'd like to meet you. You can learn more about being a mentor at foxcities.score.org. We've just grown our mentor troops by 10, 15 people in the last few months.
Yeah, we're up to right now, I believe the total is 55.
Yep.
So then that there again, for those of you who are looking for help, with 55 mentors, we have just about anybody and anything that you could possibly need in business. So don't forget to give us a check out.
And we have a lot of fun. We have coffee clutches, we have parties, but we get a lot of enjoyment out of helping other people start their business or grow their business. It's just very gratifying to draw on your own experience in the business world and pay it forward.
Right.
So.
Right.
With that, we're going to say thank you to our sponsors. Our sponsors bring the show to you each weekend. We couldn't do it without them. And they're very important to SCORE as well. We appreciate all the support they give to BizTalk and to the SCORE chapter. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, and Chris Allen is a senior commercial loan officer with Fox Communities Credit Union. Chris is with us this morning. Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge. Sarah DeBruin started a legal practice several years ago, and she's now a sponsor of BizTalk. We thank Sarah for that support. Want to thank Bank First National for being a sponsor of BizTalk. And we also want to thank Mike Pulvermacher and his partner Zach in Oshkosh. They got together. They formed a company called Candeo Marketing, used to be eBiz Results. And Candeo built BizTalk with score.com for the show. If you want to listen to previously recorded programs, you can go to biztalkwithscore.com and re-listen to a show. And also we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're not subscribed to The Business News and you're in business, you really should be subscribed to it. For only $20 a year, it's going to keep you informed of what's going on in East Central Wisconsin. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to meet Chris Allen. You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Hailing, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Go take money and run. Go
And welcome back. You're not going to run real far with that money, because we used to give money out in penny bags, and they couldn't get very far with it.
In this particular case, hopefully we can talk to Chris and find out how you can get some money that you can use to start your business so you don't have to run.
And run your business.
Right.
Yeah. Well, our guest this morning is Chris Allen. Chris is a senior commercial loan officer with Fox Communities Credit Union, and we're really glad to have him here this morning. He's a friend. He's a good authority on business lending. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Welcome to Biz Talk this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what is Fox Communities and what does they have in common with business lending? What's going on over there?
Yeah. First of all, Fox Communities is a local credit union. We have been around for a long time in the Valley, and have grown quite a bit over the last decade or so, a lot more than a lot of people realize.
Large are you now?
We're about $1.1 billion in assets. Yeah, with a B, $1.1
billion. That's huge.
Yeah, and that's excellent, actually. That's a great size given today's financial institution and banking environment. Being in that $1 billion range really gives us a lot of flexibility in terms of what we can do, how much we can, resources we can throw at things.
Got some real horsepower to get
things
done right.
A lot of horsepower. Horsepower is a great way to put it. And still, it's small enough to be local, and that combination is extraordinarily helpful when you're doing commercial lending in particular, but any kind of lending or any kind of relationship banking like the credit unions are really good at.
How long have you been with Fox, Chris?
I've been with Fox for about 2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, I came over. I was at a traditional bank before that for about 10 years or so, and then prior to that, I actually did some nonprofit work with the SBA, an SBA 504.
So you know the marketplace pretty well, and you're helping Fox serve that marketplace.
Exactly, yeah. I grew up here in Appleton. I went to Appleton West, Ripon College, went to Milwaukee for a little while, and then came back home when we started having kids. So, it's a great place to raise kids. I always tell people.
Chris, you're talking about the size that Fox has grown to. What kind of a service area? Where do you have locations and so on?
We service pretty much the area from Green Bay all the way down to Oshkosh and the counties surrounding that. And now we actually just merged with another credit union out in the Manitowoc and Two Rivers area. So we're headed out towards
Lake Shore.
So we're expanding our territory, but our primary territory is local here in the Fox Valley.
Well, this is Biz Talk, and what does Fox Communities do in business lending?
Yeah, from a business lending standpoint, we've been a little bit sleepy in terms of out in the market from letting people know what we do, but we actually have one of the largest commercial portfolios in the Fox Valley, which is tremendous. We've kind of been under the radar from that standpoint, and that's something we're gonna work on here in the next few months and
years.
You've
grown a big portfolio organically,
exactly.
And the word just isn't out there yet.
Yeah, the word's not out there. In certain circles, it's out there, and people know that we're players in the commercial space. But by and large, people don't think of Fox Communities or credit unions in general as business lenders. But over the last decade, maybe even going on 2 decades now, the credit unions have really started to improve on how they do their commercial lending and business lending. And we've gotten to a point where it's we're an extremely viable, if not even a superior choice in certain lending circumstances.
You can do everything a traditional lender can do.
Exactly. Yeah.
And would you say, Chris, that one of the reasons for that is the fact that you are local and so much more relationship oriented, possibly than some of the larger, banks are concerned?
Yeah. Being local, especially, and I'll focus on commercial because all lending, like the auto and home and stuff, local certainly helps as well. But from commercial standpoint, specifically, we know the market. We know what's going on here. We can offer advice. And being local and having policies set here locally, because even at the some of the national banks and stuff, the people around live in our communities, and they're wonderful, and they're great bankers. Extraordinary. But it's where the policies are set.
Decision-making.
And where the decision-making is. Because if the decision-makers are local, they understand what's going on. They can adapt easier to things that are a little outside the box. And as you know, from a commercial lending standpoint, there's really nothing that fits within a box all the time. I mean, Each situation
it's
is
all
so
negotiable,
different.
Isn't it?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
There are no two business loans that are exactly alike. So,
well, how do folks get a hold of you, Chris? What is your contact data?
Sure. The phone number for Fox Communities Credit Union is 993-9000. So if you call that number and ask for somebody in the business lending department, they'll be able to help you out. My direct line is 993-3632. Again, that's area code 920.
Yep.
Or you're more than welcome to email me at callen@foxcu.org. Or head out to our website, www.foxcu.org.
You see, Allen is the letter C, A-L-L-E-N.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
A-L-L-E-N.
Yeah.
Fox. Okay.
Yep. Calling me.
Good. Well, we're going to take a quick break right here. It's our first break. We'll come back for the longer segment. We're going to get into a conversation with Chris on business lending. And if you have any questions, we'll be giving out the phone numbers after the break. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150, WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Well, welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We have Chris Allen. Chris is a senior commercial loan officer with Fox Communities Credit Union. Chris is our guest this morning. We're going to be talking business lending and what is the process, how are interest rates determined, and so on. Before we get to Chris, though, I'd like to give out the phone number. If you have a question about this process or about the services of Fox Communities, please feel free to give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150 in the studio here or outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. Chris, let's start out with the interview process.
Yeah.
When you're talking to a potential business borrower, describe the process. What are you looking for? What should the business owner do? Can you give us a little bit of an overview that would help the business borrower be better prepared?
Yeah. Usually a phone call come in, we'll have a chat on the phone to make sure that there's a reasonable chance that it's something that can get done from a lending standpoint. So that's usually the first part, is to gather information between both parties,
right.
the borrower asking me about stuff and me asking them about stuff.
Right.
Once we've decided that it's something that we want to continue with, we'll set up a time to meet, usually at their place of business, if that's possible, or they can come over to our office, of course. But I love seeing where the people, if it's an existing business, where they do their business. It tells you so much about how they operate, and then you can show me what you're looking at doing. Well, we're going to expand out this way. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And here's what I do. It just paints a wonderful picture that I can then convey to my loan committee, which is part of the process as well, because
right.
that's the part that people often don't borrowers don't get a chance to see, is I need to gather as much information as I can about your business, make a determination as to the creditworthiness of the project, and then convey that usually to a committee of people who are determining whether or not the loan is something we want to help out with. And then knowing as much as I can about what you do and how you do it is extraordinarily important, which then leads to the information part of it. So we'll talk, we'll see what the project is, we'll look, and usually we need to gather the basics, 3 months of tax returns, both for the business.
3 months?
Or 3 years.
Three
I apologize.
Years, okay.
Thank you. Yeah, 3 months. Yeah.
Sure.
If you're doing monthly tax returns, some accountant's got a good gig at that
point.
Both
of us just lit up on that one. I just noticed that. Okay.
No, I apologize. Three years of tax returns,
right.
Both personally and for the business.
Right.
The one thing people – borrowers I get a lot of questions on. Why do I need all this personal stuff? As a small business, we often lump all that stuff together because you can't separate yourself from the business from any number of standpoints, whether it's passion or cash flow or whatever.
You're going to guarantee it anyway.
Yeah, you're going to guarantee it. Yeah, personal guarantees are generally a must. So so we lump it all together and look at it as a global type of a project. So if the project itself is a good project and it works and the global itself works, the chances of getting a loan are pretty decent. So.
Just a quick on that. A lot of people have the misconception that because they are, say, an LLC or an S Corp or something like that, that separates their personal stuff when it comes to lending.
Yep.
The sad truth is they do have to have a personal guarantee. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, especially with us, that's our policy. Our policy is the personal guarantee. Without it, it becomes very difficult to do a loan.
And I'm just mentioning that so people aren't surprised if they walk in with that misconception. But personal guarantee, no matter what it is, you're still going to be involved in that.
And basically that means that if ABC Plumbing is the borrower, LLC, and Tony Bush is the owner of ABC Plumbing LLC. If the borrower can't pay the loan back, the owner pledges to pay the loan back.
Exactly.
Right? That's what that guarantee means.
That's exactly what it means. Yeah. Yep. If your company can't pay, you will step up and make the payments yourself.
So the lender is getting a financial commitment from the owner of the company, and there's a psychological commitment there too, because if I don't manage my business correctly, I'm going to be on the hook here. So it's kind of like a motivator to do your business well, run it efficiently, and be profitable.
Yep. It puts a little skin in the game.
Yep.
Now, beyond the historical stuff, like you said, 3 years of background material, both personal and business, then where do we go from there as far as the rest of the materials that we should have ready for you?
Yeah, that's where it starts to get a little bit specific to whatever you're doing.
Right.
So each project is going to be a little bit different. As we talked about a little bit before, there's no standard. So the basic stuff gives us the kind of the foundation. And then we'll look towards the project. What are you looking to do? What are the costs associated with it? How is it going to impact your business? Anything else that you think might be helpful in terms of why this is a good thing going forward? And that's the best scenario when you're lending, is to lend into a situation where we're growing. This is a good thing for my business. Mm-hmm. If you go to a lender and say, hey, I need this to survive. I need a loan to survive.
That's a different kind of analysis.
That is a different kind of analysis, and it's a difficult one for a new lender to get involved with.
It's got caution written all over.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Because the risk is higher.
Yeah, exactly.
You're talking about surviving.
Yep.
And when you're doing an evaluation of the data that you're talking about, Chris, whether it's an existing company or brand new one or whatever, you take all these tax returns. Yeah, do you get projections at all? Are you looking for projections?
Sometimes, if we're going to rely on the future cash flow, we'll definitely need projections.
Yeah.
We'll look at historical cash flow, and if it's able to support the new debt going forward, projections are still important, but not as much as if we're.
Yep. So when you get all that information put together, there's a process you have to go through in order to really come back to the business borrower and say, yes, we can do the deal, and here's why. Or no, we can't do the deal, and here's why. Can you give us a quick overview of what that process is? I'm sure it depends on the amount of the loan and what level of approval and so on.
Sure. Yeah. We go through the standard underwriting process where we look at a number of different factors, the cash flow associated with the project, the collateral associated with the project, the character. It's called the five C's, essentially. The character of the borrower, which is...
probably the first one.
Yeah.
That makes all the decisions anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So and we go through that process and take a look and create a loan presentation, and then we take it to loan committee or whatever the approval process is, given the size of it. Once we've gotten approval, we issue a commitment letter, and we're in the project at that point, and we're ready to give people the money that they need to expand or do whatever they're doing. And then from there, it's whatever process is necessary to complete that loan.
So
if you're buying a piece of real estate, it's appraisals and title insurance and that type of stuff. If you're buying a piece of equipment, it's making sure we've got all the order slips and stuff in whatever it needs to get done, essentially, and make sure that the bank is secured from a collateral standpoint. Filing the right
When we're looking at, again, at existing businesses, is there a role that the business plan plays in this also? Do you look at what they have as far as the old business plan, the new business plan, and updates?
Yeah, from an existing
for an existing business.
Yeah, for new businesses, it's imperative. I mean, yes. it's a non-negotiable at that point. For existing businesses, again, it depends a little bit on what you're right. doing. If you're buying a piece of real estate, if you're a real estate investor, a business plan isn't quite as important. Now, if you've got a business that the more unique your business is, the more interesting, I guess I'll put it, the more outside the norm it is, yeah. the more and more a business plan comes into play from a lending standpoint.
Right.
Now, from an operating your business standpoint, I personally think it's non-negotiable having
right.
a business plan. A business plan is your roadmap to success going forward. It should be a living, breathing document that you use to help mentally prepare yourself for the future and almost model your business into the next 2, 3, 5 years. It doesn't mean it's not going to change, but if you can try and think through all the pitfalls going forward via the business plan, if you can try and think through all those pitfalls, you'll be better prepared to address those.
You just hit the nail on the head, Chris. Every business owner should do their business plan for themselves.
Yeah.
And if they need to, they can share it with the lender.
Exactly.
They don't do it for the lender. They do it for themselves and for the success of their own company.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about, we have a caller here, okay? We got a caller on the line. Gary's on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. I was wondering if Chris could just elaborate for a moment on, he says policies are set locally versus National Bank. If he could just elaborate on what some of those policies might be, I can hang up and listen.
Okay, thanks for the call, Gary. Good question. The question, I guess, is you made a point earlier that your local organization, you're making your policies, your decisions are made locally as opposed to a larger national bank.
Yep.
The policies might be the same, some similarities there, but it leans more toward decision-making, I think.
Yeah, actually.
And the policy for the decision.
Yeah, for the most part, and I apologize, policies is the specific policies themselves tend to be pretty close, although not all the time. I mean,
right.
each bank has different
right.
policies,
right.
and we set our policies based on what we know in our market here. But it's the deviation, as we talked about, the box. There aren't a lot of businesses that fit very snugly in
right.
the decision making
right.
box. It's when you got to take a look at, okay, here are our general policies. This one lands just outside of our normal box of decision making. Is this a deal that we want to do? Being local and having the decision makers local actually helps quite a bit in terms of, okay, yeah, this doesn't specifically fit, but we know the market. It's a good project for this area. Mm-hmm. Let's go forward with
An example of that could be a debt service coverage ratio.
Yeah.
Lenders typically like to have a 1.25 debt coverage ratio as a minimum. And that can be 1.2, could be 1.27.
Yep.
And in some banks where the decision-making is made in another place, the policy might say, if that loan does not have a 1.25 debt service coverage, you can't advance money. We will not close a loan. But when we have local organizations, they can bend the rules, their policy a little bit, because there's no regulation that says it has to be 1.25.
Yep.
That's a policy. And so the decision-making could be based on knowing the character of the borrower, the individuals, the marketplace, understanding what's going on, the jobs, what it means to your community, like you said, Chris. Then you could make a decision locally that you'd go with a 1.15 debt coverage ratio, because there's an event occurring 8 months from now that's going to really return a benefit to the company.
Yep.
I mean, that's just one example.
That's just one example. You know, another is the types of industries that we lend into.
Right.
You know, the most stark example is a few years ago, Arizona and Florida had real estate problems all over. Policies in those areas were set, hey, we're not doing any kind of subdivisions or any sort of commercial real estate.
Right.
Up here we were, we felt it, but we were more insulated, so we didn't have to put in place.
Right.
When you're local, you can take into that account. When you're larger and you expand your service area, like a lot of banks, you have to create policies that encompass the entirety of your service territory.
Right.
So it really makes it.
Randy hit the nail on the head earlier too, and he said relationship banking versus transaction banking.
Yeah.
And you also said something about If you're a round peg, you'll fit in a round hole. But if you're a little bit of an oval peg, you might be able to put it in that round hole.
Yep.
Because you can tailor it. Let's talk a little bit about interest rates, Chris.
Sure.
People are always asking, like, I got a building loan here, Chris. I'm going to buy this commercial real estate, and I want a rate 2.95% locked in for 30 years. Well, my house loan could get that rate.
Yeah. Tony, give me two of those, would you?
Yeah, no. But what's the difference? There is a significant difference there.
There is a significant difference, and the primary difference between consumer loans and commercial loans. Let's take home loans, for example. Yep. We've got Freddie and Fannie basically as outlets for home mortgages. So you can sell into those organizations. Mm. They help keep rates low. They got long-term institutional investors coming in. Commercial doesn't have the same funding mechanism as residential.
So the credit union will make a home loan to Mary and Bill who own a home. The credit union makes a loan, and then they sell the loan to Freddie or Fannie. They don't keep the loan on the books.
Yeah, actually, Fox, we keep the majority of our loans, our home loans, on the books.
Okay.
We keep the majority on
our
books.
Do you do 30-year fixed rate loans?
We do 30-year fixed rates. Those would go to Freddie and Fannie because
the
funding for that is just so long.
Those are the low
ones.
Those are 2.95 for 30 years.
Yeah, really what it all comes down to is the funding source, you know, because that's the main component of the pricing structure. If you think of interest rates as a price of your goods, because we're you know, renting money essentially, so we need to come up with a price to
rent
that money.
What's the cost of that money?
The cost, exactly. What's the cost of that money? And for the consumer loan side, the cost of that money is a little bit lower because you do have those large institutional groups pushing the rates down a little bit and gathering money because it's good for the nation to have people be homeowners and stuff like that. So a lot of policies have been set around that. Commercial, it's not quite the same. So we're funding it a little bit differently. So our cost of funds is a little bit higher. That's the first component. The second component is generally, in not all cases, but generally business loans tend to be a little bit more risky.
Yes.
They tend to be a little bit more risky. So there will be a little bit of that built in because we need to make sure that we've got enough money to cover the losses that would be associated. Because if you think about it, I am lending out mom and dad's and grandma's and grandpa's savings. That's what financial institutions are. We take the savings of people and lend them out to other people. So we need to make safe investments, or we need to price it in a way that if they're a little bit riskier, which is sometimes a good thing for developing an economy around us, but if they are a little bit riskier, we've priced it so that we can compensate for any type of loss.
Well, business loans also require more monitoring than a home mortgage or an automobile loan.
Yep.
You do a home mortgage and you get the loan closed, you might not talk to the borrower for another 30 years.
Yep.
But with business lending, and you've got all those risks out there, industry risks and competition risks and condition risks, all those different risks, you have to monitor that. You have to have a staff to. And that's going to be part of the cost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
One of the other components that comes into the business lending package is the SBA, the Small Business Administration. You, as Fox, are very much involved in SBA lending. Could you tell us a little bit about the role that that plays in your decision making and how that all works?
Yeah, SBA lending is an extraordinarily useful tool, primarily where we have a shortfall of collateral. SBA doesn't, contrary to what a lot of people think, SBA doesn't make a bad deal good. If you've got a business, if you've got a business where the cash flow doesn't work and stuff, just adding that security isn't going to be enough. It's got to be a good business plan, good business model, a good cash flow projections, but the collateral just might be a little bit short. That's where SBA really is designed to step in.
In fact, SBA cannot turn a loan down for a lack of collateral.
Yeah.
That's a rule they have. If you don't have, if the borrower has everything they own in the deal and it comes up short on collateral, that cannot be a reason for SBA to deny the loan.
No.
But they do look at cash flow because cash flow is the way to pay the loan back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
so you're understanding that too. The role of the SBA, people have some confusion about that. I got an SBA loan from the SBA. Can you kind of clear that up a little bit?
Yeah. Generally, the loans, SBA guarantees the loan. It's kind of like Uncle Sam co-signing on the loan.
We all have a rich uncle.
The banks or the credit unions are the ones that actually make the loan. We apply to the SBA to provide a guarantee, and the SBA basically says, yeah, if the borrower were to not be able to make their payments and default on the loan, we will pay you a percentage of whatever loss you have. And that's actually a key sentence there, a percentage of whatever loss.
Right.
Because a lot of people come in and say, you know, oh, we did some research and we see that, you know, the SBA guarantees 75% of this. I've got enough collateral to cover 25%, so you should be good. You're great.
Right.
You're set.
No,
the SBA says, okay, Chris, you go and liquidate and sell and get as much as you can. Whatever that shortfall is, we'll cover 75%. So if it's $1 million shortfall, the credit union's looking at $250,000 loss.
My experience with SBA, Chris, has been that it's a great way for a company to build a balance sheet. They can get extended amortizations on loans that lenders may not do traditionally. You can go up to 10 years for permanent working capital with an SBA guarantee, but a lender may only do 3 to 5 years permanent working capital.
Yeah,
so it's a great way to build and structure a balance sheet.
And that's actually something we didn't talk about from a different structure between the home loans and the regular ones and the commercial loans are that our terms of our notes, they're usually always balloon notes and are usually 5 years
or
less.
The traditional loans.
SBA actually helps with that because SBA requires that the term and the amortization max. So that helps quite a bit.
We're going to take a quick break right here. We've got to come back on the other side. We'll give out that phone number again. We're talking with Chris Allen, who's a senior commercial loan officer at Fox Communities. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And we're back for our final segment this morning. We're sitting with Chris Allen, Senior Commercial Loan Officer at Fox Communities Credit Union. We're talking business lending and the business loan process. Chris, tell us again how we can get in touch with you. If someone wants to contact you this week or in the future, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, if somebody wants to contact me specifically, they can give me a call at 993-3632, area code 920, of course. And we also have other lenders as well, commercial lenders. We have four commercial lenders, two up in Green Bay, two in Appleton, including myself, and then a couple of other business folks.
What are their
names?
Who are they?
Yeah, in Appleton, it's myself and Gary Brum. Up in Green Bay, it's Chris Kumachek and Rick Ripley.
Okay.
And then we also have Heather Wesley and Susan Nagel, who are our business development folks that will go out and talk with our people, potential members, about depository and even loans to a certain extent.
Now, we mentioned earlier that Fox Communities, I think we mentioned, is over a $1 billion corporation today.
Yeah.
And how much is... What's your dedication to business lending? How far does that go? I mean, you've, You do a lot of business lending.
We do, actually. We do quite a bit of business lending. We got about 1,000 borrowers. Yeah, give or take. Not all of them are big. You know, some of them are pretty small from a business standpoint.
No.
We got a pretty decent size there in our portfolio, roughly about $220 million that we've lent in our community.
Yeah.
And that is a tremendous number. It's actually it's a wonderful size. It's a pretty decent. We're very proud of that.
If anything, Chris, that just puts Fox on the map as being serious about business lending.
Yeah.
You're just not getting into this. You've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
That was my point, too, is you know, with those kinds of dollars and that kind of a commitment, you're in this for the long haul. It's not just a situation where, we talk it, but we don't do it.
Exactly. And right now, our focus has been real estate primarily. We get into real estate quite a bit.
Commercial real estate?
Commercial real estate. And that has to do a little bit with the credit union regulations and mm-hmm. how we're shaped and how we've grown up as an organization. We've been lending into real estate for a long time, so we've known it. We're comfortable with it. It's a great thing, but we're getting quite a bit more into general operating companies at this time and really doing a good job. And when I say recently, I mean the last few years.
Yeah, the real estate part, you're doing investment real estate as well as owner-occupied real estate?
Exactly. Investment real estate, owner-occupied, development type stuff. Each one has their own pros and cons, but we're definitely pretty decent at that.
Good. You have an appetite for that.
We do.
Great. Yeah.
Two quick things. Number one, as far as how you think the economy right now, things are growing, looking better. What's your take on the business community right now?
General take is things are going really well, actually, especially around here. If you take a look around, you drive around, you're seeing a lot of development happening. There's a lot of people that are looking at interest rates and seeing them going up, so they're starting to pull triggers on doing mm-hmm. things in our area. If you take a look at the overall economy,
sleeper.
It just needs one more thing, I think, to get them over the hump. But we're starting to see a lot more coming out of the Fed talking about raising interest rates.
Okay.
We're starting to see actually long-term rates go up. They went up 35 basis points in the last 0.35% in the last few months. So now's the time if you're going to borrow. Now's the time.
Okay. My second question is, as we always do at this point in time, is we look for the biz tip from our guests. So what do you have as far as a tip for those people out there?
Yeah.
In 30 seconds or less.
In 30 seconds or less.
Oh, yeah, a minute.
Yeah. Basically, as a small business owner, and this is more focused on the business owner, not necessarily lending, but you need to have passion. That is a must. Everybody always talks about that. You also need to have organization, though, because if you've got passion without organization, it's a squirrel.
Then it's just
a squirrel. You're all over the place. It's emotion, and you can't do anything. If you've got the if you invest in the organization, and if you're not an organization person, you hire somebody.
Yeah.
Because that is almost as important as the passion, because it's tough to be successful without that.
Yep. Well, Chris, thanks a lot for being a guest this morning. It was really a good program.
Oh, it was fun. Thank you.
I think our audience got a better understanding of business lending and certainly understand better what Fox is doing in that arena.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And we're extraordinarily happy to support SCORE as we have over the last few years and with this program and in other ways as well.
Thank you. And once again, how do we get in touch with you, Chris?
993-9000 is the phone number for Fox. You can ask for a business lender. My direct line is 993-3632. Or go to our website, www.foxcu.org.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate you being here this morning. That's our show for today. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.